just trust the player that's you'd send the ball to the holder of the punter to catch it. How much of what your job is?
It's a lot of it is trust. You know, I've said this before. I said it this summer that we have a new holder this year, Connor Kornbreth, and you know, people probably don't may not know that because he's done a great job.
Right.
And we spent hours and hours and hours. You know, 5 days a week, from the end of the season to the start of this season. You know, in here, outside, just really getting to know each other, getting to trust each other. We knew each other, you know, on a personal level, but the comfort level with the operation is needed for us to be confident and for us to operate smoothly. And that's what we spent our time doing this offseason, and it's worked out great for us.
What's your relationship with Meyer like? I know, I mean, like you said, Kornbreth is the one doing the holding, but he's the one doing the kicking. So it's sort of a three-man operation there.
Yeah, you know, Mike and I, he lives actually below me now.
Okay.
And we live in an apartment complex, and it's fun. Mike and I love being with each other. We actually got a room together on away trips this year, and, you know, he'll always be one of my best friends. You know, we don't have to say anything to each other. He knows if I need to pick me up. I know if he needs to pick me up. And I know if he needs to just be left alone at times. And he knows when I need to be left alone. And we have that ability to kind of know each other and know what each other's thinking. And just that confidence that, you know, before a kick or before a practice or, you know, before anything, we can look at each other and just be like, all right, let's go. It's, you know, saddle up, time to go.
You've been handling the long snapping here for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Does it seem like it's just kind of flown by and now you're at this point where you're going to be having your senior day?
Yeah, you know, it really has. I remember bits and pieces. You know, specifically, I remember my first game in Kinnick, starting in Kinnick. I remember how rainy it was. It was supposed to be great weather. Come out, and it's a monsoon. We had a rain delay that game. I remember the first time I snapped in college at Minnesota, it was a blizzard. You know, I'm going to remember bits and pieces of games. And the biggest thing is it's always been for me a science. It's always been go out practice, go out play, analyze my practice, analyze my play, find a way to fix it. So it's not so much bits and pieces that I focus on. It's always been a continuous flow of getting better, you know, learning and just trying to do the best I can. And one of the biggest goals I've had is just to be the best I can and set Connor and Mike up for success and Gus up for success when he was here and John when he was punting. So it's always communicating with those guys and just getting to know them and saying, hey, what do you want me to do to help you, you know, set you up? And it's just been great.
What have you taken away from your time here?
You know, just doing the little things right, you know, doing everything right, doing the little things right every single day and winning every day. You're either putting money in the bank or you're taking it away. There's no, you know, staying level. If you're going to stay level, you found the founder zone and you're being complacent, and complacency is not a good thing. I told someone, if I ever get to the point in anything I do where I say, that's the best I can do, I can never do better than that, I need to stop doing whatever I'm doing. You know, I'll come off the field after a game or a practice and parents will say, hey, you know, you did great. Great job. And they always get frustrated, my mom especially. And I'll say, it was all right. You know, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. I didn't do this very well this game. And she's always frustrated saying, you know what, you need to just relax and tell yourself you did a good job. But you can't. You can never do that. If you do that, you're in the wrong place.
What's Saturday going to be like?
I haven't really put too much thought into it. My girlfriend said something to me, I think yesterday. She said, it's kind of sad. You know, I'm kind of sad. This is going to be your last game in Kinnick. And I kind of had to sit there and think about it. And, you know, I was like, wow, it really is. And I was talking to my roommate, Brett Van Sloten, this afternoon. And he said the same thing. And I think that's important for us because we're not really focused on that right now. We're not focused on it's our last game in Kinnick. Our focus is preparing to win this next game. And the only thing we can do is prepare to be our best as a whole team, and that's been our focus. But, you know, I'll take a few minutes, a minute or two, running out in front of the crowd, running out to my parents, you know, soak that in. You know, things might get emotional, they might not. But once that's over with, you know, the focus changes to taking care of our job.